Next, 15th chapter, subject matter, killing of Dhenukasu. In this way, Sri Krishna, along with his elder brother, Balaram, thus passed over the childhood age known as Komaro, and then they stepped on the age of Poganda. Duration of age from the 6th year up to the 10th year. At that time, all the cowherd men conferred together and they agreed to give these boys and after the 5th year to give them in charge of cows in the pasturing ground. When Krishna and Balaram was given in charge of the cows, they were traversing over the Vrindavan tract of land and was purifying by the footprints of their lotus feet. It was thus accompanied by the elderly cowherd boys and Balaram. Krishna bringing forward the cows and playing on his flute entered into the forest of Vrindavan, which was full of flowers and full of vegetables for feeding the cows. The forest of Vrindavan was as sanctified as the clear mind of a devotee, and it was full of drones and bees and flowers and fruits, sweet chirping birds, lakes full with clear water, which simply by touching one becomes immediately relieved from all fatigues, sweet flavored breeze blowing always, making the mind and body very refreshed. Krishna, along with friends and brother, after entering the forest, seeing the favorable situation, desired to enjoy the atmosphere to the fullest extent. Krishna saw all the trees overloaded by the fruit, fresh twigs. They came down to touch the ground as if they were welcoming Krishna by touching his lotus feet. Krishna was very much pleased by the behavior of the trees and the fruits and flowers and began to smile, realizing their desires, and thus began to speak with his elder brother Baladev as follows. My dear elder brother, you are the supreme of all of us, and your lotus feet is worshipped by the demigods. Now, just see how these trees, full with fruits and flowers, bent down to worship your lotus feet. It appears that because they have been put into this form of life of trees, they are trying to get out of the darkness by which they have been obliged to accept these forms of trees. Actually, these trees born in the tract of land of Vrindavan, they are not ordinary living entities. They are an account of their past life, quite an impersonal philosophical point of view. They are now put into this condition, standstill life. Now, they have got the opportunity of seeing you in Vrindavan, and they are praying for further advancement in spiritual life through your personal association. Clearly, the three species of life are obtained by living entities in the modes of darkness. The impersonalist and bad philosophers are such darkness and in order to predicate from this darkness of life, your presence is taken fully advantage of. I think the drones were buzzing all around you. they must be your devotees from their past life, and they cannot leave your company, because nobody can be a better affectionate master than yourself. You are the supreme original personality of Godhead, and the drones are just trying to spread your glories, chanting every moment. I think some of them must be great sages, devotees of your Lord Shiva, and they are hiding themselves in the form of drones, because they are unable to give up your company even for a moment. My dear brother, you are the supreme worshipable Godhead. Therefore, just see the peacocks, great ecstasy, are dancing before you. And so far, the deers are concerned, whose behavior is just like the gopis, and how they are welcoming you with the same affection. The kakus, who are residing in this forest, trying to receive you with great joy, because they have considered that your appearance is auspicious at their home. I think the residents of Vrindavan, even though they are trees and animals, they are glorified, because all of them are so nice that they prefer to welcome in their best capacity. Because it is the practice of great souls to receive another great soul at home. So far the land is concerned, it is so pious and fortunate that it is marking on its body the footprints of your lotus. Step number 18, Krishna. July 19. Kakus was staying in this forest, just welcoming you by their sweet voice, and it is quite natural for these Vrindavan inhabitants to receive a great personality like you. The land of Vrindavan is also fortunate, because on the ground you are leaving the impression of your footprints. The herbs, creepers, and plants, they are also so much fortunate that they are touching your lotus feet. Small plants, of which you are touching the twigs by your hand and nails, they are also glorious. So far the hills and the rivers are concerned, they are also glorious, because you are putting on your glance over them. Above all, the damsels of Braja, the gopis, they are still more glorious, because you embrace them with your strong arms, being attracted by their beauty. In this way, both Lord Krishna and Balaram began to enjoy the residence of Vrindavan in full satisfaction, along with the cubs and cows pasturing on the adjoining ground on the bank of Jamuna. In some places, both Krishna and Balaram were accompanied by their friends, and they were singing, imitating the humming sound of the drones, accompanying Krishna and Balaram, who were garlanded with the forest flowers. While walking like this, the cow has called, sometimes imitated the cracking sound of the swans in the lakes. For when they saw that the peacocks were dancing, they also imitated the peacock dancing before Krishna. Krishna also was moving his neck in accordance with the dancing, in order to cause laughing of his friends. The cows taken care by Krishna had different names, and Krishna at that time would call the cows by a particular regular name with great affection and love, and the cows, immediately after hearing Krishna's calling, respond by a counter vibration of sound, and the cowherds, boys, friends of Krishna, would enjoy these incidents to their heart's content. All of them would imitate the sound vibration made by different kinds of birds, especially the chakor, peacock, kakko, and bharatwaj. Sometimes when they would see other weaker animals are fleeing, being afraid of the sound of tigers and lions, the boys, along with Krishna and Balaram, they would also imitate the animals and run away along with them. In this way, when all the boys, Krishna and Balaram, felt some pity, they would sit down in some particular spot, and Balaram would put his head on the lap of some boy just to take rest, and Krishna would immediately come and begin massaging over the legs of Balaram. Sometimes he would take a palm pen and pour it on the body of Balaram to cause a pleasing breeze in order to relieve him from the fatigue condition. When Balaram would take rest like that, other boys, he would sometimes dance, sometimes sing, sometimes begin wrestling amongst themselves, sometimes jumping somewhere, and while the cowherd boy engaged, Krishna would immediately join them and catching their hands to enjoy their company by laughing and praising their activities. Krishna then would feel himself tired and ready. He would take some time shelter on the root of a big tree and lie down, or sometimes take the shelter of the lap of some cowherd's boyfriend and lie down on the ground. Utilizing the root of the tree and the lap of the boy as his pillow, Krishna would lie down like that. Some of the boys would immediately come and begin to massage his legs, or some would be engaged in fanning him over the body with some fan made of leaf of the trees. Some of the cowherd's boys were intelligent than the others, would begin immediately singing in very sweet voice so that Krishna would be pleased. Very soon his fatigue condition would go out. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, whose legs are taken care of by the Goddess of Fortune, enjoyed himself along with the cowherd's boys as one of them, expanding his internal potency, exhibiting the specific characteristics of the cowherd's boy, appearing exactly like the village boys. But in spite of his remaining just like ordinary village cowherd's boy, there were occasions when he proved himself that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Third-class men who sometimes pose themselves as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and cheat innocent people, they can cheat only, but they cannot exhibit the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next paragraph. While Krishna was engaged in his transcendental pastime, exhibiting his internal potency along with the supermost fortunate cowherd's boys, there was another chance of his exhibiting the superhuman power of Godhead when his most intimate friends like Sridham, Subal, Sloka Krishna, all of them combined together, began began to address Krishna as follows with great love and affection. He said, "My dear Balaram, you are very powerful. Your arms are very strong. My dear Krishna, you are very expert in killing all kinds of disturbing demons. Will you kindly note that just near this place there is a big forest of the name Palavan. This forest is full of palm trees. All these palm trees are full with fruits. Some of them are falling down and some of them are very ripe even in the tree. It is a very nice place, but on account of a great demon, Dhenukasura, it is very difficult to go there and nobody can reach the trees to collect the fruits from there." They continue to say, "My dear Krishna, my dear Balaram, this demon is there present in the form of an ass, and not only he is there, he is surrounded by similar other very demon friends, assumed in same shape of ass. All of them are very strong, and it is very difficult to approach this place. My dear brother, you are the only persons who can kill such demons. Otherwise, no human being can go there being afraid of being killed by the demons. And what to speak of human being, not even animals go there, or even the birds are living there. They have all left that particular place. You can just appreciate the sweet flavor that is coming from that particular place. It appears that up to date, nobody has tasted the sweet fruits that are existing either on the tree or on the ground. Dear Krishna, to tell you frankly, we are very much attracted by this sweet flavor. My dear Balaram, if you like, let us all go there and enjoy these fruits. The flavor of the fruits are now everywhere spread. Don't you smell the flavor from here?" In this way, when Balaram and Krishna were requested by their intimate friends, they became inclined to please their friends, and with a smiling face began to proceed towards the Talwan, being surrounded by all other cowherd's boyfriends. Balaram, immediately after entering the Talwan, began to jerk all the trees with his arms, exhibiting the strength of the trunk of the elephants. Immediately, on account of this jerking, all the ripe fruits fell down on the ground. While the fruits were falling, by hearing the sound, immediately the demon, Dhenukasura, who was staying there in the form of an ass, began to approach the place with great force and trembling the whole field, so that all the trees began to grow as if there were tokens of earthquakes. Demon in the form of an ass, first of all, appeared before Balaram ji, and just moving a little behind, began to kick by his hind legs on the chest of Balaram. With the first kicking, Balaram did not say anything, but the demon again came back and with great anger again began to kick on the chest of Balaram. This time, Balaram immediately caught hold of the two legs of the ass in one hand, and immediately wielding the ass all around, threw him on the top of the trees.
Come on.
While he was being wheeled round by Balaram, lost his life. The palm tree on which the dead body of the demon Dhenukasura was thrown by Balaram was the biggest of all. But on account of the heavy body of the demon, big palm tree fell on other trees, and in this way several trees fell down immediately. It appeared there as if there was a great hurricane passing through the forest, and all the trees were falling down one after another. This exhibition of extraordinary strength by Balaram is not astonishing, because Balaram is the personality of Godhead known as Ananta Sheshnag, who is holding all the planets on the feet of his millions of hoods. Four cosmic manifestation is maintained by him exactly like the two threads, long side and wide side, fabricating the weaving of a clock. But this, all the friends and associates of the Dhenukasura has immediately combined together and attacked Ram and Krishna with great force. They determined to retaliate and revenge the death of their friend Dhenukasura. But Krishna and Balaram, both of them, began to cast them, each one by the hind legs, and exactly in the same way, wheeling them, killed all of them. All of them were exactly in the same way thrown over the palm trees. On account of the dead bodies of the asses thrown on the top of the palm trees, there was a nice panoramic scene, as if clouds of various colors assembled there. Hearing these great incidents, the demigods from the higher planets began to shower flowers on them, began to beat their drums to offer their devotional prayers for Krishna and Balaram. Few days after the killing of this Dhenukasura, people began to come into the forest known as Talwan to collect the fruits, as well as the animals also began to come there to feed themselves with the nice grasses grown there. There, no more afraid of the great demon known as Dhenukasura. That is, both the brothers, Krishna and Balaram, whose activities were transcendental pastimes, and to chant them or to hear them means accumulation of pious activities. That the Vrindavan village, along with the cowherd's boy, were all engaged in praising the uncommon activities of Krishna and Balaram in the forest. When Krishna and Balaram, along with their friends, were entering the village, they were engaged in blowing their flutes. Their face was smeared with the dust caused by the plucking of the cows. Their face was decorated with tilak spots, as well as Krishna's head was decorated with peacock feather, and both of them were engaged in playing the flute. The young gopis were very much engladdened to see Krishna return back at home. All the gopis in Vrindavan remained very much morose during the time on account of Krishna's absence from Vrindavan village, and thinking of Krishna in the forest, how he was cutting the cows in that pasturing ground full with pebbles and stones. But when they saw Krishna back at home, all their anxieties were immediately relieved, and they began to see the face of Krishna as if
very respective mother, Yashoda and Rahini, and according to the time and demands, they began to fulfill the desires of their affectionate sons while they were rendering service to their transcendental sons. At the same time, they were bestowing benediction and blessings upon their sons. Two mothers took care of their children by bathing them and dressing them very nicely. Krishna was dressed in three scholar garments, and Baladev was dressed in a yoni scholar garment, and they were given all sorts of ornaments and flower garlands. Thus, they were relieved from all kinds of fatigues out of their whole day work in the pasturing ground and walking back to home. And now they looked very nice and beautiful and refreshed. Now they were given very palatable, nice dishes to eat by the mother, and they very pleasantly took up all those good stuff, and after eating, they were seated nicely, queens bearing, and they sat down, and the mothers began to sing various kinds of their activities. But the transcendental children felt asleep, and immediately they sat down on the bedding, and very quickly they became fast asleep. In this way, the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, used to enjoy the Vrindavan life as cowherds boy. Sometimes Krishna used to go with his cowherds, boys, friends, and Balaram, and sometimes he used to go alone also with his friends on the bank of the Yamuna, and used to tender the cows in the manner described above. And this way, gradually, the summer season arrived, and during summer season, both the cows and the cowherd's boy clearly became very much thirsty, began to drink the water of Yamuna, which was already made infectious by the poisonous vomit of the great snake known as Kaliya. That's why, because the water was so infected, so the cowherd's boys and the cows, as soon as they drank the water, immediately the poisonous effect was visible in their body, and it appeared that they are all dead and fell down on the ground. Down in the symptoms of a living condition. Krishna himself was the life of all life. So immediately, simply by his merciful glance over them, all the cowherds, boys, and cows came into consciousness, and they got up in living condition. But after this incident, all the cowherds, boys, and cows became amazed, and they began to look one another in great astonishment. They were looking one another in great astonishment because they could understand that by drinking the water of Yamuna, they became unconscious and dead. But by the merciful glance over them by Krishna was the cause of their coming into life again. They were very much appreciating the mystic power of Krishna, who is known as Yogesha, the master of all mystic yogis. Thus, hence the Bhaktivedanta purport of chapter 15 of Krishna in the
of Tenuka Asura.